Roman numeral 3. In Romans 5, we are in Adam. In Romans 6, we are in Christ. In Romans 7, we are in the flesh. And in Romans 8, we are in the spirit. The Adam in chapter 5 is experienced in the flesh in chapter 7. And the Christ in chapter 6 is experienced in the spirit in chapter 8. A. We believers in Christ have a factual and positional transfer out of Adam through Christ's death and into Christ through his resurrection. 2. In Christ, we have been gifted with righteousness, life, and justification under grace unto life, in which we reign with grace over all things. Romans 5:18. So then, as it was through one offense, unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act, unto justification of life to all men. 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. B. We believers in Christ have a practical and experiential transfer out of the flesh, the practical and experiential Adam, through our being crucified with Christ and into the Spirit, the practical and experiential Christ. Through our organic union with Christ as the law of the Spirit of life. 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. 16. The Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. C. Christ himself is the life of God, the eternal life. He came that we may have life and may have it abundantly. He died a life releasing death and entered into a life dispensing resurrection to become the life-giving spirit as the law of the spirit of life, giving life to our spirit, our mind, and our mortal bodies so that we might be those who are swallowed up by life to minister life to others.